the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 29-32, and that is the Gospel reading for the 16th of October. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 11, verses 29-32. The crowds got even bigger, and Jesus addressed them. "This is a wicked generation. It is asking for a sign. The only sign it will be given is the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. On Judgment Day, the Queen of the South will rise up with the people of this generation and condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. On Judgment Day, the men of Nineveh will stand up with this generation and condemn it, because when Jonah preached, they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. Most of us would agree with Jesus saying, "This is a wicked generation. There are signs everywhere. Our leaders have worked for world peace over many years. But now we see ourselves hurtling towards war, making people fearful and afraid. We see dreadful persecution occurring in Myanmar and among the Syrian people, trying to escape from terrorism on every side. We see those people managing to escape, yet no country wants to give refugees a home. We see ourselves far from offering love demanded by Jesus of those who follow him. Rather, fear and hate lead us to do horrible things. Jesus gave us two people to imitate, and we could learn a great deal from them. The Queen of the South came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And Jonah preached repentance to the people of Nineveh, and they repented. Seeking wisdom and seeking forgiveness by repenting are two powerful Christian ideals. I'm a member of the Dominican Order, whose model is truth. Our motto is truth, sorry. Thomas Aquinas, a great Dominican, taught us to seek truth wherever it can be found. What concerns me is that most of us, me included, cling to prejudice and never listen or seek truth. I regard Pope Francis as a prophet who talks to us with a smile, but we refuse to listen. He condemns capital punishment, tells our church that its first responsibility is mercy, tells the world to care for the poor. But what the Pope says does not appeal to our prejudice. Jonah preached repentance, and we have plenty to repent, but we cling to our need to be right. The sacrament of penance means little to people today. And so, division and hate and contempt dominate in our church and in our world. Pope Francis says, say sorry, not just with a word, but in our heart. Such a prophetic demand. The Queen of the South and Jonah speak to us today. Will we listen? Well, thank you for listening to me. God bless.